This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here we are, six some odd minutes into the program, and we have yet to say anything substantive about a precipice of any kind, fiscal or, you know, otherwise. But if you're planning to do any charitable giving this holiday season and reaping the tax advantages that come along with it, listen up, because one of the many possible ways this whole thing could play out as Congress tries to find new revenues is with a limit on tax deductions, including those for charitable giving, which does kind of make one wonder why we get a kickback for giving and how long that's been going on in the first place. Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji has our story.
It started with World War I. Cue Ken Burns soundtrack. Nearly a century ago, the rich paid income taxes at a rate of 77% to help fund the war effort.
So this was designed as an offset for wartime tax burdens. They were going to try to insulate charities from the negative effect that would probably flow from those new high tax rates.
Joe Thorndike's the director of the Tax History Project at Tax Analysts. He says back then, only the rich paid taxes. So this was a deduction that helped, well, the rich. Fast forward to another war. Can you bring back that Ken Burns music, please? Thanks. World War II. To fund that war, the government broadened the tax base, which meant more people could use the charitable tax deduction. Still, says Thorndike, the richer you are, the higher the tax bracket you're in, the more you get back. Someone in the 35% tax bracket gets a $350 kickback for a $1,000 donation. Someone who makes less money and is in the 25% bracket, they get $250. Some economists say that's not fair and everyone should get the same. But John Ashman, president of the Association of Gospel Rescue Missions, says that would hurt charities.
And at a time when we should be encouraging everyone and giving every possible incentive to give to help the poor, we seem to be experimenting with a disincentive.
That makes perfect sense when you think about it, but it's sort of odd to have a poor person's advocate making a rich person's argument.
That's Joe Thorndike again. He says the question politicians are wrestling with now is whether the value to the nonprofits outweighs the cost of the charitable tax deduction to the federal budget. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.